London 94.9 Breakfast.
London's news, London stories.
With Gabby Roslin and Paul Ross.
Now, at East London Primary School will get a prestigious award today for their gardening efforts. Green Finger pupils and staff at Chisholm Holme Primary School in Bow have turned their roof into a flourishing green haven. Jason Rosham is at the school now, and I wonder if he's aloft. Good morning, Jason. Where are you and how does the garden look?
I'm not up on the roof yet of Chisholm Holme Primary School here in Bow, Paul. I'm actually in the garden. There's two gardens here. There's one on the roof, which I'm going up to a little bit later and speaking to some of the children who've been doing excellent work here. I'm actually in the playground garden at the moment, and it's just amazing. It looks very professional. Here they've got sweet corns, they've got onions, they've got beetroot, carrots, marrows, fruits, even wheat, which they turn into bread here at this school. What green fingers they have. Now, they give most of the produce that they make to the school chef for dinners, but they also sell to parents, exhibit at flower shows. They even had a stall at the local Waitrose around here for a day when the kids involved playing a role in what was effectively a mini business, a farmer, accountant, shop manager, and things like that. They're getting an award today, and this is all thanks to the Royal Horticultural Society campaign for school gardening. I'm joined by parent Cassie Liversidge. Cassie, what was this school, this area like before, a couple of years ago when you didn't have this, and how did it come about?
It was used as a bit of a storage area, actually. It was totally overgrown with sort of shrubs, so no one came in. It was an area of the school which no one visited, and, you know, no teachers ever came in, let alone the pupils.
So, and, of course, this school was built in the 1820s. Yeah. It's an old Victorian primary school, Gavin Porter, if you can imagine it. And there's very little space around here. A lot of it is just concrete for a small playground. But all of a sudden, you turn a corner and there's this wonderful garden full of produce. Well, Jim Bliss is the regional advisor for London from the Royal Horticultural Society campaign for school gardening. Jim, how does gardening then help young school children learn more effectively throughout their schooling and education?
Well, good morning. There's a holistic approach, obviously. But there's loads of curriculum, you know, activities that they can do. Say they're growing potatoes. They might grow two sacks of potatoes, water one, don't water the other one, measure the yield at the end, do graphs, pie charts, work out maths.
So we've got science, yeah. Scientific experience, maths, things like that. How much effort goes into these projects and how much does it cost the schools?
Right, well, as you can see, we've already, the children have stumped you slightly, Jason, with the plastic lemon on top of the plant supports for the tomatoes. And that's just to stop them getting their eye out. But, there's so much here that, that they can get the joy out of. And one of the RHS's jobs is to inspire and delight the next generation of gardeners. So we obviously want to get them green-fingered, but we want to help schools enhance and enrich their curriculum.
Is it costly, though?
No.
Not at all. Any school can join the RHS campaign for school gardening. You just go to rhs.org.uk/school-gardening. It's all free to sign up. You get an information pack, and then we have a benchmark scheme where they get prizes for progressing along with their garden.
There's loads of support. There's support from a company called Capital Growth as well that give grants to help schools set up, well, not just schools, other organisations set up growing spaces. And there's lots of other organisations out there to help with training and you can make your own money by selling your own produce.
Well, I suppose that's a big question for Jim, isn't it? Jim, do you think this will be carried forward into people's lives, into the pupils' lives, even if they're not going to go into horticulture? More and more of us are thinking of growing our own stuff.
Well, I would hope so. You know, I would want, say, if they were growing cabbages, I'd want them to cover half of their cabbages with, say, an EnviroMesh fleece or something to stop the cabbage white butterfly, but leave some of them open so that they get damaged. And then that will teach them where their food comes from. So they start thinking about the questions, why are these butterflies coming on our cabbages, and how would a farmer protect their cabbages? Would they use chemicals? Would they cover them with a protective fleece? How much does that cost? All those other things to spark the imagination.
Jim, thank you for joining us. Jim Bliss there talking to Jason Rosham live from Tower Hamlets. It's now 7:42.
You're listening to BBC London 94.9 Breakfast
with Gabby Roslin and Paul Ross, weekdays from 6.
East London Primary School will get a prestigious award today for their gardening efforts. Green-fingered pupils and staff at Chisholm Holme
Chisholm Hale.
I can't speak. I do apologise. Primary school in Bow have turned their roof into a flourishing green haven. Look at me, Jason. I haven't put my teeth in today. Jason Rosam is at the school now. Good morning, Jason. What's
Good
it like
morning.
On the roof?
Yeah, it's Chisholm Hale Primary School here in Bow in East London. I am on the roof. It looks fantastic out here. I've got a great view over Canary Wharf and over Bow in East London here. But amazingly, this roof is full of wonderful stuff that's been grown by the children. There's pumpkins and tomatoes mainly here at the moment. So we're all getting ready for October and for Halloween and things like that. But it looks fantastic up here. They've done a really good job at Chisholm Hale Primary School. Now, it's all been done with the Royal Horticultural Society campaign for school gardening. They've got 1,300 schools doing something similar in London, but this school gets a level 5 award today by the RHS. Now, only 62 schools have this award. It means they have really integrated the gardening into school life, involving the local community and using it really as part of the whole curriculum. Let's get on and speak to some of the children who've been growing stuff. George is 6. George, why do you like doing the gardening?
Because I like to see if any of the plants will come up and grow.
Fantastic. And Hazel, what do you do with the vegetables once they're grown?
We give them to Nigel to cook for our school dinners.
Is it nice?
Yes.
Lovely. And Roxy, you're going to tell me about something. You went to the local supermarket and sold it, didn't you?
Yeah, we made the school produce, and the company that helped us was School Food Matters. And so we went there and we like put all the things that we grew and sorted it out, different prices and things like that.
Did you make a profit?
A very big profit.
Good. And Lachey, who's 10, what have you grown then?
We've grown raspberries, which are quite difficult to put in the plants because of their thorns. We've grown pumpkins, of course, as you've heard. And we've grown tomatoes, which have been successful, and give them to our cook Nigel, and he's cooked them.
Fantastic. And I know you've got a really big pumpkin downstairs you're going to put into the Westminster show, aren't you? Now, Thomas, who's 7. Thomas, you've got a tray of some of the things that you've grown here at the school, haven't you?
Yes.
And you're going to give me some of that. What's that there? If you give me that first and let me taste it. So this is like a leaf with purple bits in, isn't it?
It's a beetroot leaf.
It's a beetroot leaf. Can I eat this?
Yes.
I can. Oh, that's really nice. What about... this is a flower. I can't eat that, surely, Thomas?
It's a nasturtium. And no. You can eat it because my mummy and daddy sometimes put it in salads.
Cool. Tell me again what it's called.
Nasturtium.
It's weird eating a flower, but it's actually quite nice. And finally, because I haven't got too much time, what's this? Is this a raspberry?
Yes.
But there's something different about this raspberry,
isn't
it?
It's yellow.
It's yellow. Yes, let's have a taste. Oh, they're really juicy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're different to other raspberries, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you really like the gardening too, Thomas?
Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Alan Gross, who's one of the class teachers here. Alan, how did you find this space? This is an old Victorian school. There's not much space, lots of concrete. How did you find the space to put in gardens?
Well, firstly, we managed to put in some planter boxes. And then when we're at peak season, we take any empty vessel we can find and fill it with dirt and chuck in some plants. And then the kids get to grow things and enjoy it.
Alan, how much has the garden actually transformed school life?
Well, when it first started, you'd ask the kids, where does food come from? And they'd say the fridge or the cupboard. Mm. And now they started to say the supermarket. And now they're like, well, they grow out of the ground and we get to sell it to the supermarket or even sell it at our school at different produce sales.
And has it improved their learning on other subjects as well?
It definitely has, especially when we'd show them like a food and say, where do you think this has come through? Like I use tomatoes example, and most of them would go Spain or Italy. And then you'd show them they came from South America, and then we can tell the whole history of the conquistadors, and we can date it back 500 years. And they can really tie in produce along with history and geography and how the world's developed and grown.
Is it something that can be shared with other schools, Alan, if they're not lucky enough to have this kind of opportunity?
Well, definitely. There's lots of help out there. The RHAs have helped us with training programs. I've already mentioned the School Food Matters program. And also, considering our school really doesn't have much space, any school has got the possibility to do this and enjoy it.
Is it also something the parents have got behind in the area?
The parents have been very, very involved. They wouldn't actually run without the parents sort of putting a rocket up the teachers to get involved. And with that push, we've really got it going.
Thank you very much.
Teachers are very busy, Gabby and Paul, aren't they?
Well recovered, Jason.
Thank you very much. That's Alan Gross there talking to Jason Rosam at Chisholm Hall Primary School in Bow.
Or even Chisholm Hale.
Yes, well...
We'll get the name right eventually.
We will. I keep saying it completely incorrectly and I apologise.
Gabby Roslin and Paul Ross. Weekdays from 6.